In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have one of the most important scriptures in the Gospel. Very important. Our Lord changed the way we should think about sin. The Jews didn't think about sin the way our Lord did. They had a law, and they had things they were to do or not do. So the Jew would think not to commit adultery, meaning not to go lie with a woman, not his wife. And our Lord showed what the law really said. What the law really says is that even if you look upon a woman to lust after her, you commit adultery already. What he is saying is that it is what is in the heart that determines whether a man is good or bad. In another place he speaks about that it is not the things that go into the belly that defile a man, but it is what comes out of the heart that defiles a man. He is speaking that about living life interiorly, in our thoughts, in our desires, in our priorities, in the things we consider important, in our prejudices or lack thereof. All those things determine what kind of person we are, not whether or not we particularly do a certain physical act or say a certain thing. It is what is in our heart that the Lord judges. So a man could never physically commit adultery and yet be an adulterer many thousands of times over. He might never commit murder. And yet, our Lord says, if he says to his brother Raca, meaning empty-headed fool, basically, he is also guilty of hellfire. So even to be angry at your brother is akin to the Lord of murder. We just heard a recitation of many terrible sins in the epistle to the Romans that we read today. And all of these sins come from the heart. Some of them are physical things that are done, murderers and adulterers and illicit affections. By the way, that's referring to illicit sexual affections. Not something that the world wants to hear right now. They want to say that everything is allowed. Everything is not allowed. Because some things defile us. And they begin with our thoughts. And this is what the Lord is teaching in the Sermon on the Mount when he says that it was said you should not commit adultery. But I tell you, even if you look at a woman to lust after her, you've already committed adultery. Apply this to everything. It is said you should not kill. But if you are angry at your brother, you're already guilty of murder. Or if you're jealous, it said you should not steal, let's say. But if you're jealous about your brother, then you're already considering some way of stealing from him, whether it means stealing his goods or stealing his authority or his good name through slander or some other means. Life is lived in the heart, brothers and sisters. This is a very important lesson to know. The Jews did not know this. Christ came to show us that life is lived in the heart, in a secret place, really. In the closet, as it were, where no one else sees except God. Sometimes, because of our poor vision, we don't even see. We might actually hate our brother, but we don't think of it as hate. We say, well, I just don't like that person. They're a little strange. Or they're difficult. Or you know, I try to avoid them because of this or that reason. And yet we say that we don't hate them. Well, the heart knows differently, actually. And the Lord knows the heart. We must look inside ourselves. We must see what it is that we really feel, what we really think. It's often not how we act. And actually, that's good that it's not how we act all the time, because we shouldn't act according to every idea that is in our heart, because there's bad ideas in our hearts. And it is good for us to stifle those ideas and not to act upon them. But we must understand that stifling those ideas does not mean that we are not polluted by them. Now, it is a good thing, of course, to struggle against sin. And if you're angry towards your brother, still be kind to him and pray for him and not slander him. Those are all very good and salvific things. And the Lord will reward us for such things. But we have to recognize that if we have such feelings in our heart, we are still far from purity. So the Lord tells us some hard things, sometimes that have been misinterpreted by people who've done them literally. He says, if your right eye causes you to stumble, then pluck it out. It's more profitable for you to go into heaven with one eye than to hell with two eyes. Of course, it doesn't mean to pluck out your right eye, but it means that if there are things that cause you to stumble, make the hard choices. An alcoholic should not live down the block from a bar. He should choose another place to live because it is a place of stumbling for him. You can apply this to many other things. Life is lived in the heart, brothers and sisters. This is what the Lord is teaching by his teaching here about adultery. It is not only about adultery. Remember, adultery also in the scriptures denotes heresy and apostasy. And really, you could say adultery is all sin. Because, of course, we are betrothed to our beloved. And when we sin, we betray him. Just as the beloved who commits adultery betrays their beloved. So, let us live life in the heart, brothers and sisters. Look in your heart. Now, how are you going to find out what's in your heart? That's a very difficult question to answer. Actually, the answer is easy. The execution of the answer is difficult. The services are perfect for revealing what is in the heart, if you listen to them with desire. They're slow. They don't happen. The revelation from the services does not happen very quickly. That is why I think so few people go to them regularly, because they are difficult. But anything worthwhile is difficult. Fasting, according to the way the church teaches, is critical, because you learn to curb your desire in one aspect of your life so that you can learn to have self-control in all the other aspects of your life. Prayer is critical. Prayer for others that in any way you have something against, even if it's just that you just don't like them much, is critical. Of course, confession and receiving the Holy Mysteries. But all these things are under the umbrella, shall we say, of desire to know God intimately and personally. None of them are just robotic things that we do and therefore receive something for them. That's legalism. No, we go to our Father and we beg Him for help, and we do everything we can so that, as I spoke yesterday, we are worthy of the Holy Spirit dwelling within our infirm temples. Brothers and sisters, may you live life according to your heart. Learn to know what your heart is really saying. Learn to direct your heart towards the Lord. There are many books written. None of them tell you how to do this. The Holy Spirit will tell you how to do this. There can be some practical guidance in many books or in things people tell you, things your confessor says, but the Holy Spirit will teach you this if you are willing to learn. May God help you to live life according to the truth of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Amen.